Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
And that you would be on a beautiful Thursday, right?
That's right.
October 19th.
That's right. Beautiful day.
2017.
Today. That's right. What temperature? 80 degrees-ish?
I don't know.
Temperate and beautiful. I drove in, didn't even have to turn on the air conditioning, so that was nice.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, you drive in from Malibu, so it's nice for you.
Yeah, I
Not
survived.
Not so nice for us.
It depends on how traffic is, on how nice it is. How you been, Michael? Looking good.
Oh, thank you. Lighting, as I always say. I just bring the lighting. That's what it is. No, I'm recovering from this back thing. I'm feeling pretty good about it because I've started some physical therapy, and it actually works.
Nice.
This physical therapy thing. But I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, which is when I am taking an MRI.
Uh-oh. You'll be okay.
So if anybody out there
wants to take it for you?
Yes, take it for me. Please do. Just come with a good back and it'll be great.
That's right.
No, it's an open vessel. I'm claustrophobic with those. In the other, I've only had it done once and I couldn't even handle it. But
open vessel, also a great band name, which a lot of people don't know.
Open vessel, so. But you actually, it's open completely.
My
and
goodness.
You stand up.
Wow.
Or you sit.
Wow.
And everything is open. And they're shooting from the back.
What a great development. Those other ones are kind
of
scary.
A couple of them that are existing here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So one of them is quite close by here. So
wow. Well, that's a great thing, and I'm sure you'll be okay on that. So
yeah.
good
what
thoughts.
What about you, sir? How was your week?
I'm happy today because we have another performer with three first names on the show. And I personally, Andrew David James, me personally, enjoys anybody with three first names. They're always good people. So, I like that.
She actually has four
first names. That's true. That's
I
a good
do.
Four names. Well, four names. Your complete name.
Oh, I do.
Including Kelly and your married name.
Pretty good. You get an extra name if you're that good of a performer. So
well,
we do. We
is.
Have some exciting people on the show today. In fact, obviously, we're going to talk about some great things today, too, huh, Michael?
We are indeed. And here in studio, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the immensely talented Jean Louisa Kelly and Dino Nicandro.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. Great to have you both. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Happy and well?
Yeah.
Yes, it has cooled a bit, which
right?
is nice.
Isn't that good?
Thank
I tell you, the weather's so much better than it was a couple of weeks ago.
I'm wearing a sweater.
I noticed.
Nice luxury.
You're not too warm?
No.
Okay.
Fall has come.
It has, indeed.
Sweater weather. Well, obviously, we're going to talk some more with our guest here in a moment, but
yep.
Before we do that, Michael, we should thank our sponsor.
We should.
Yeah?
I think so. We'd like to thank, ladies and gentlemen, our sponsor, Breakdown Services. The entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Services, visit BreakdownExpress.com.
We'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously, we are very, very grateful to both Breakdown Services and PerformingArtsLive.com for all they do in promoting the live arts here in the Southland. And
absolutely.
We hope that we provide that same service.
No doubt about that, Michael. And as we are here on State of the Arts on LA Talk Radio, Michael, we'll be getting back to our talk guest here in just a moment and find out some great things. But before we do that, Michael, I wanted to know a little more about your week. Did you see any theater? Did
you know,
get out?
I did not see any theater, but I am going to see some theater tomorrow night.
Nice. What are you going to see?
I'm going to see Lost in Yonkers.
Excellent.
Yeah. At the nobody's singing in it, though.
No. They in fact, people get mad when you do that. Trust me, I've tried. It's weird. You start singing, they're like, that's not in this play. I'm like,
exactly.
Okay.
No, it's a Neil Simon classic.
A great
it's
play.
Being done at the Group Repertory Theater, and it's gotten stellar reviews, and we had, as you remember, the young star of that
of
show in this studio a few weeks back.
Of course.
So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night. And what about yourself?
I actually did not make it out much this week. It was a busy week for me. But at the same time, I was still high off seeing Cagney the Musical. What a
yes.
fun thing. And we had a bunch of social media stuff going on with that. That show's really been great. It's down at the El Portal right across from the Federal Bar, which you know very well, I hope. And obviously, it's a great, great production. And those two gentlemen last week left me feeling so inspired. What great artists, great talent, and great life stories as
yes,
well.
Indeed. And if any of you out there listening to this program haven't seen Cagney the Musical yet, It is a, as Andrew just said, a major treat. It's at the El Portal Theater. Tickets are very affordable, and it's such a beautiful space there because it's only 400 seats.
That's right.
And it's, you know, kind of beautifully laid out, and the dancing and the score and the book are most informative about Mr. James Cagney, who people, you know, don't really, I think, know how passionate he was about, you know, the live performing arts, mm-hmm. instead of being a tough guy gangster in the movies. But, yeah, it's an interesting profile.
And how important he was to what Hollywood is now. I mean, he was
Absolutely.
A founder of the Screen Actors Guild, you know. I mean, he changed Yes. the way that we do business today and really added some amazing things,
Absolutely.
Both to humanity and to the art of film.
Indeed.
Well, from one great talent to another, Michael. Our first guest is an actress, singer, dancer, and many, many other things, known to audiences for her versatile grace on stage as well as the big and small screens. As a child, she performed professionally as Annie in Summerstock theaters in New England, making her way to the original Broadway cast of Into the Woods at age 15.
When she was 16, she starred opposite John Candy in the John Hughes classic film Uncle Buck. After attending Columbia College in New York City, she charmed audiences as Rowena Morgan opposite Richard Dreyfuss in Mr. Holland's Opus and as Louisa with Joel Grey in Michael Ritchie's MGM UA film version of The Fantastics.
In addition to starring as Kim Warner in the long-running CBS sitcom Yes, Dear, she has been featured in several movies and scripted series made for television, including a reoccurring role on Mad About You. She can soon be seen on the silver screen in feature films The Bachelors, The Neighbors, and others.
Her first album of original songs, Color of Your Heart, was a collection for kids of all ages. She has since released two EPs, and two of her original singles, Don't Give Up and Valley of Fire, were written for and included in feature films in which she acted. Her latest album, For My Folks, is a collection of timeless standards, and her concert appearance of For My Folks marks her solo debut at Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal, and we are so excited to have her on the show today to talk some more about all of these things that she is doing and about her upcoming concert appearance. Let's give it up one more time to the immensely talented Jean Louisa Kelly.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
So nice to have people who have three first names and don't become presidential assassins. I mean, seriously, I really appreciate that. It's good to have you here. Thank you for standing up for us. How you been? I tell you, I listened to your work last night. What a beautiful singing voice you have.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Really was a pleasure to listen to.
You know, I must
to.
Say that when I saw this woman in Mr. Holland's Opus, I just totally fell in love with
Aww.
Her because she was so amazing in this movie.
Yeah.
And she sang so unpretentiously, and you were young
Thank
in that
you.
Movie.
Yes, I was
yes,
young.
You were. You were stealing the movie, every
five.
Scene you were in.
Just kidding.
I love it, that scene when Richard, right after you sing Someone to Watch Over Me, and Richard Dreyfuss says what he says. You remember what he said?
She's like, we did 1,500 different takes.
He says, what do you mean, at the bus stop, or?
No, he's in you're auditioning.
Oh, yeah. He says, you did very well.
Very well. But he says it in a way where he is totally entranced.
That really is an amazing movie.
Such
I mean, that,
a good
that
movie.
Film, it really, and I think it's underrated, too. I think a lot of people, it came out at a time where a lot of people were kind of changing to different versions of movies and what was being seen. Mm-hmm. And that one still holds up so
it
well
does.
Today. It's such
he
a beautiful
was
piece.
He was wonderful in that
Yeah,
film.
He really was.
How was he to work with?
Oh,
Very yeah,
generous.
He's
very generous.
Yes, I'm sure.
I think he's attributed with the quote where he said, I never wanted to be an actor, I always wanted to be a movie star. And he said, so I try to live each day, you know, being grateful for being that, you know.
Oh,
he
isn't
said
that
yeah.
interesting?
I mean, and I think there's, it's, I think that's been attributed both positively and negatively, but the idea was, I knew what I wanted to do, I wanted to do this, and I feel lucky getting to do it. So I always thought that was great. And his performance was amazing there, you're right.
Yeah. And let's talk about John Candy. What's that like?
That's right.
What was that like working with that man?
Oh, he was funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, he improvised a lot.
Sure.
That was in that movie. There were scenes, there was a whole riff that he did on the phone with the mom that I don't really think was ever written down.
That's
you know,
totally
there was
true.
A lot of improv going on, and,
How funny.
And that was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the script was really, John Hughes wrote the script, and so
of
the
course.
Script was solid to begin with, but the two of them together were quite a team.
Wow.
Did you, you started on Broadway so young, you were in the original company of Into the Woods.
And who yes. did you play there? Were you Little Red?
I played Snow White.
But did you ever cover Little Red? Because that would seem like a natural fit for you.
I covered Little Red, and I covered Rapunzel.
How great.
They both went on vacation. At one point, Danielle Ferland fell down and hurt her hip, and I went on. Actually, we were
racing. Did you push her? That's not polite.
We were racing. We were on our way.
Never race your cover. That's so true.
We were friends, you know? We were like 15, and she was 16, and we were like race up the stairs to go to the dressing rooms after the show, and she fell.
Ugh.
And I was like sitting on the side, like rocking, you know?
Yeah.
And Bob Westenberg came up to me, and he's looking at me, and he's like, and then I went on the next day.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Sure you did.
Well, and to great reviews. Great reviews.
And how was it working with the lovely Bernadette Peters?
Oh, my dream.
Isn't
my
she something?
Dream.
My dream.
After you, of course.
Oh, yes. She was just absolutely lovely. But she's kind of an idol.
She, you know, I saw her in concert about a year ago here at the Valley Performing Arts Center, this stunning theater that we have at Cal State Northridge. And she held that audience in the palm of her hand. Mm-hmm. Anything she did was just magnificent.
Yeah.
And the very last thing that she said on her exit, off, she was leaving the stage and people were standing, she said, "Oh, by the way, don't go to bed tonight unless you kiss your spouse and you kiss your animals."
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Except for everybody who went home with no spouse and no animals and then they sat there feeling terrible.
That's right.
Seemed like a good idea. She is, and she's obviously a gracious woman, but I tell you, she's an amazing performer to be that little and be able to carry that far throughat all these
and
houses
that
she sings.
Gorgeous. She's gorgeous at her age. I mean, not that she's you know,
she'll be beautiful forever.
She is. You're and that body just is amazing too. Sorry. I didn't mean to go there.
Well, obviously, we've talked about you working with Richard Dreyfuss. We've talked about you working with John Candy. But what I really want to know about, and I'm sure our audiences too, is how is it working with Michael Sterling at Sterling Upstairs at the Federal?
Michael Sterling is the consummate gentleman. He is classy, and he's charismatic, and he's got fantastic taste.
And as I'm Michael hands her $100 across the table right now, ladies and gentlemen.
But he's been so kind in this process because I've been, to be honest, terrified of doing this show. When I started this process of doing this album a year ago, my musical director, Todd Schroeder.
Amazing guy.
Of course.
The most talented, amazing, lovely human being. Mm-hmm. He said to me, "You know, you're going to have to do some kind of a party. Some kind of you're going to have to perform these songs." And I was like, "No, I'm not. That's not happening." And here I am, and Michael's just sort of like walked me through the whole process. And
bam,
I'll
you're
call, and I'll email, and here I am. It's happening.
Time
it's
to be a concert
days.
Performer. My goodness. Well, tell me about the show and how you decided to formulate it and what's involved in it.
The show is me singing the songs on my album, and you know, I talk a little bit about the songs while I'm, you know, in between. But basically, the album, I decided to do it because I wanted to. It's sort of a love letter to my parents, and it's a combination love letter to my parents and sort of. I'm acknowledging all of the amazing people who have written into my website and, and Facebook and who've said over the years, please do someone to watch over me. Please record that. Please sing standards.
Right.
We want to hear you do standards for years. And, you know, that's a gift to receive that kind of support. And so I'm doing it. And I love the music. So, but my parents really taught me all this music when I was very young. I grew up with it. It's a part of my DNA because of them. And I wanted to do this as a tribute to them because I'm so grateful to them. And I love them.
What a lovely thing to say.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I think that we owe the audience the pleasure of hearing her sing that song.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Yes.
Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him
yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in think of as handsome. To my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to
couldn't pay me enough to fade that out early. I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
It's too beautiful.
just transcending. Really extraordinary.
I mean, really gorgeous.
And that's
really gorgeous.
How it was in the movie. It was that same feeling. You've managed to keep that essence with you about this. Yeah, but it works. It's so beautiful.
Well, so obviously we want to talk about the show, but where can people find this album? What's the best way for them to take it and get it in their hot little hands?
Thank you. The album is called For My Folks. And it's going to be on iTunes, Amazon. I'm making a CD. I have a CD, but it's also going to be on digital platforms.
Sure.
So,
as it must be.
Absolutely, these days, that's for sure. For your next album, I was thinking you could title it For Andrew David James. I don't know if that's...
That's a good idea.
It's not a mass marketing
all of the music that you like.
You be careful, because it'll be all these songs again, man. They're so beautiful. My gorgeous. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
So, obviously, the album is great, but the show gives a little extra edge because it talks about you as a person, just absolutely what you come from, where you are in your performer's journey on how you got here. What are some of the bits that you focus on during the stuff that you say during the songs?
In between the songs.
She doesn't talk and sing at the same
time. Of course. Difficult, although that's a trick.
I've
seen the ventriloquist do it.
But
what do you talk about? What part of your journey do you focus on?
I mean, I think, well, I speak about one of the songs is Soon It's Gonna Rain from the Fantastics, and I talk a little bit about the process of me going to, well.
Uh-oh. Breaking news here on LA Talk Radio.
But the funny thing that happened with that, I tell this little story, is I had just started dating my husband. And
that's one of the best people to date, is your husband.
Yes, yeah. I know.
My wife gets annoyed when I date other people. But I'm okay dating her. It's good.
So I had just met him, and I got the job, and I didn't want to leave town to go away for 3 months to shoot the show on location.
Sure, yeah.
And he said, go.
This was yesteryear. You were shooting during yesteryear?
No. Wait, what am I talking about? The Fantastics.
Ah, okay. You're touring.
Did I say yesteryear?
No, you just said shoot the show on location. So
this is 20 years ago.
Oh, this is a film, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
So we shot the Fantastics. Anyway, I got the job. I went away, and he came to visit me on location. And the day that he arrived, it just happened to be one of the 2 days that I was having to kiss Joey McIntyre.
Lovely.
We had to kiss. And so Jimmy showed up, and he had never dated an actress before, but he was very supportive, but it was really difficult for him because I just had to kiss him. I had to kiss Joey over and over and over and
this
over.
This is Joey the Backstreet Boy, correct?
No, New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block, of course. Joe
McIntyre.
Of course. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Get your boy bands right, mister.
I went to school with Brian Littrell, so Backstreet Boys is the only one I know. But yes, of course, New Kids on the Block, and that's a teen idol. He must have been particularly annoyed by that, too.
I mean, I don't think he was threatened. It's kind of funny. I try to make it funny.
Right. Well, and obviously it worked out well as you guys have been married for quite a few years now. So that's amazing.
You know, talking about the Fantastics, I have a relationship with that show. I handled the national tour, the first ever national tour, full-scale production of it with Robert Goulet.
Wow.
As El Gallo.
Wow.
And Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones.
Oh. Everyone, right.
We became very good friends, and we were all over the country. And then, of course, Dan Shaheen, who I'm sure do you know Dan? He was one of the producers with Harvey and Tom, and he was their kind of go-to young man. He traveled everywhere with us as well, and he was over there doing the film as well with them.
Then I did.
Yeah. So I was thrilled that was the dream of theirs, to have that show done.
I know. And they were there the whole time.
Wow.
They were there on the set overseeing everything.
God bless them. And, you know, I saw it recently at the Pasadena Playhouse, and I must say
it was a
stunning production.
It really was.
When I was younger, it didn't mean so much to me for some reason. I don't know why I didn't have that connection when I was younger, but as an adult, I guess.
Yeah, you have so much more life experience to draw from.
Different.
I think it's particularly powerful to people who are in theater, who stood backstage of an empty theater when the drop cloths are dropped over everything, and when the ghost light is on. You feel a special romanticism to that kind of time and the stories that can be told.
Exactly.
No doubt about it.
How nice that your career has lent itself for you doing, you know, some amazing work in these amazing projects. And, you know, I used to be a big fan of your TV show.
Thank you.
I loved Anthony Clark's humor. And
he's so funny.
What's happened with him? Where is he?
I don't know where Anthony is.
I mean, I know
he's still
around.
Him here today, ladies and gentlemen.
This is your life, Gene Louisa Kelly.
I think the show holds up remarkably well. It's a fun show to watch, and people can still see clips of it, of course, online, which is a great thing, too.
A lot of fans from that show. I love that show now more than even when I was doing it, because now that I have kids, I get a lot of the humor more than I did. I'm like, this is funny.
That's so true.
Now I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's five years. That's a good long run.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, the album, of course, is called For My Folks, and it's just truly beautiful. If you get a chance to listen to some of the clips on Amazon Music, I believe, and iTunes, you can certainly do that, and then download it very quickly, because it's a great piece to have in your car. Put it on your iPod and use it while you work out. And the show, of course, is going on. Sterling is upstairs at the Federal, a great venue at the Federal Bar, which we love so much. And I believe the easiest way to get tickets, and Michael, help me if I'm incorrect here, is to call Brown Paper Tickets, correct?
It is. You are.
800-838-3006. They have live customer service. It's a great way to get tickets for
live customer service 24 hours a day,
seven days
a week. There is somebody that will talk very nicely to you there, because they are one of the most polite ticket services of all of them.
And this is one day only, correct? We're talking
one night only.
And October 22nd. Okay.
You can also go online, of course, at brownpapertickets.com. Just put in Gene Louisa Kelly, and boom, it'll come right up, and you can purchase your seats that way.
But
you better hurry, because there are very few left.
I have no hard time believing that. My goodness. I went down to when we saw Cagney across the street at the El Portal. I stopped to have my vanilla Manhattan at the Federal, which I have to have every time. It's so good. Yes,
vanilla Manhattan.
It's unbelievable. It really is a great drink. And not only that, but I had the Federal Burger, and the Federal's got such great food and drinks,
good.
And it's such a great performance venue. So this Sunday, October 22nd, grab a date and call for tickets ASAP, and then head on down to Lancashire Boulevard in the NoHo Arts District and see this amazing performer, and what's going to be a beautiful show too, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Can you hang around with us for a few more minutes?
I would love to. I want to hear Nico.
Don't leave. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're going to talk. We're going
to
do some serious
talk.
To the audience, he's adorable.
He's got a good mustache too.
Thank you. Trying it on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard his voice. Our next guest is a graduate of Pepperdine University, a great school where only cool people come from.
Only cool people.
That's right. Where he earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in Theater Arts and was a 2014 recipient of the John Raitt Award
for Outstanding. Recipient.
Recipient. I shorten words because they get long and I get tired, you know. So, the John Raitt Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Performing Arts. He received a master class training under Sir Anthony Hopkins. Notable Pepperdine credits include leading roles in Les Mis, The Kentucky Cycle, Hamlet, Hello Dolly, A Midsummer's Night Dream, among many, many others. He debuted the role of Joe Angelo in the world premiere of Peter Arnott's play Why Do You Stand There in the Rain at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which earned the prestigious 2012 Fringe First Award. He later reprised the role for the U.S. production premiere, as well as its national tour of Scotland in 2013.
He has appeared as Joe in California Musical Theater's 67th Music Circus production of 9 to 5, and as Chino in McCoy Rigby Entertainment's production of West Side Story at La Mirada Performing Arts Theater. He was the singing voice of Quasimodo in McCoy Rigby's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
From top to bottom, also at La Mirada, and was also in California Musical Theater's 66th Music Circus production of the same show. He was J. Pierpont Finch in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying with Candlelight Pavilion Theater, and appeared in 3D Theatrical's production of Beauty and the Beast.
He appeared as Boss Elf in McCoy Rigby's 2014 and 2015 Canada U.S. tour of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, as Dickon in the Rubicon Theater Company's production of The Secret Garden, Lucas in 3D Theatrical's production of The Addams Family, and again in their production of Ragtime. Among his multitude of other credits are Mary Poppins, Les Mis again and with McCoy Rigby, and Reptile Man in 3D Theatrical's 2014 production of Sideshow, nominated for 7 LA Stage Alliance Ovation Awards.
It was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, he can be seen as Frederick Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? Frankenstein.
In 3D Theatrical's production of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. We are thrilled to have him in the studio today and to learn more about this great production. Please welcome Dino Nicandros.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
What's it like to have such a great mustache? I mean, seriously, man. If I ever hit puberty, I'm going to grow one. I promise.
Well, this is the first time I think I've sported just the mustache, and I have to thank my father for that.
November's coming up, man. I'm telling you.
Right.
November. That's right.
Right.
So you're ready to rock and roll.
What does that have to do with it?
November, I believe, is...
Mustache month?
Well, yes. It's for men's health issues. They grow mustaches and kind of to raise awareness. We talked about it a lot last week, too, with Freddie.
I remember that.
Freddie had testicular cancer.
Yes.
And
he's one of the performers in Cagney.
He's an amazing performer, but he's had 9 surgeries. And he talked about how men's health issues are never talked about. Obviously, that was a stigma for women's health issues. I think we've done a better job of trying to bring those more to the forefront. But men, there's still such a social stigma about talking about your health. And I think Movember is a big part of that. Not that I ever noticed, because I can't grow a mustache, so I'm not allowed to be involved. I just sit in the back.
You can be an honorary member if you'd like.
I tried to grow a man bun just so I could wrap it around and pretend it was a mustache, but nobody let me get away with that.
But you do have you do that with your hair, a man bun.
Yeah.
That's a representative.
Yeah, that's
what
we'll
say. Does that fit into Movember?
That's right.
Okay. I have to thank my poor Native American and Spanish heritage for no body hair, no facial hair, anything. I saw you in the amazing Beauty and the Beast at 3D Theatricals, my daughter's first professional show, and she loved it. First professional musical that I wasn't in. And she loved sitting there watching it. And it was so much fun to see that production and see her face light up. Did you get a lot of response from kids when you did that show?
Oh, my gosh. The the audiences leapt to their feet, and that's such a timeless story.
Yeah.
And 3D knows how to do the spectacle.
Right.
Sure do.
They really do. And that was just a fun show to be a part of. Even as a member of the ensemble, we all became such a tight-knit family, and there were so many people on stage, so you made so many new friends.
Yeah. You had to. That was a close cast.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
You were working nonstop fight choreography and dance choreography.
Absolutely.
It was a really
There's not a dull moment. The quick changes, if people don't understand how quick changes work backstage, it's a performance in and of itself.
You could do a movie on that, just
you
quick
could.
Changes. You're right.
Dressers are the most incredible people in the entire world.
That's right. Copyright Andrew David James, 2017. I'm going to go home and write the script right now. That's a great idea.
That's
backstage costume changes, a documentary. That would be
absolutely
unbelievable.
But you are not in the ensemble this time.
Not at all.
In the starring role of Frederick Frankenstein.
That's right.
Tell us about that, this experience. It's an amazing show. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
If you love the movie, which who wouldn't like that movie, you would love this stage play.
Oh, my gosh. Well, growing up with the movie, I've seen that 50, 60 times easy. And Gene Wilder, I'm not sure anyone did comedy better than him, in my humble opinion.
That's right.
The guy... legendary is all you can really say about him, and to be able to in some small way step into his shoes, because I firmly believe that role will forever be tied to Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
but in some small way to follow in his footsteps and give some nods to him has been unbelievable. And it's a terrific musical. We're directed by David Lamoureux, music directed by Corey Hirsch, choreographed by Daniel Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, they just get it. The way we've approached the musical was bringing back some of the spirit that made the film such a classic. And we've had a laugh a minute time with it.
Well, and the cast is so full of so many very talented people, and Ashley Linton Fox,
mm-hmm.
Who is your girlfriend,
and
I've known Ashley for a few years, and I've never seen her in a role like this before.
Hmm. Oh, man. And I don't want to say you don't expect it from her, but she has this just natural warmth, and then to see her kind of unleash at moments is remarkable.
Yes.
Could you take a minute and tell people who don't know about the show, who might not be sure what they're going to see when they go to see it, a little bit about the plot line? And not only that, but do you ever get confused where you tell people who you're playing and they think you're playing the monster? Because so many people still think that the monster is Frankenstein.
Yeah, I've had people make that mistake. But the show, like the movie, follows the story of my character, Frederick Frankenstein. He's a... that's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. It follows him. He's a medical doctor of anatomy, and he teaches at a school of medicine. And he is the grandson of Victor Frankenstein, who created a monster long before him. He passes away, and Frederick suddenly inherits his entire estate. And he is... He makes the journey to Transylvania to his grandfather's estate, his castle, where he is kind of forced to confront his destiny, and I'll leave it there. But,
and of course, he's joined, once he gets there, by the hilarious Igor, who is
Igor,
as funny as it gets.
Eric Romney.
Right, and a lot of really fun character
yes.
types of this show. And this is a flat-out comedy.
Tracy Roman.
Yes, you're going to laugh all the time at this show. This is a really fun night out for a couple to go see this show, because you leave just laughing. Your sides hurt when you leave this show.
Well, I do want to say this about Dino's performance and what he was talking about with Gene Wilde. He has made this role his own.
Cool.
And if anything creeped into your performance when I saw it, and when I saw you on television last week on Good Day in the news, we had him out there, it is a little bit of Mel Brooks that I see in your facial expression.
Sure.
Interesting.
And I think that's pretty cool. And for people to have the opportunity to hear him sing, we have a track that we're going to play right now, which is not from Young Frankenstein, but it is something that he did a couple of years ago at Pepperdine,
yeah,
and Les Mis, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and you'll certainly know this if you've ever seen Les Mis, one of the standout pieces in the show. And what was that, 3 years ago, you said?
2014? Four. Wow. 2013.
Wow.
13? Yeah.
Wow, so you were a baby.
I was a little baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why he had that great falsetto. So there you go.
That's right.
Can we hear a bit of this?
This is Bring Him Home from Les Mis.
Live.
Unfortunately, we're having a little bit of technical. Now, you didn't do this completely silent, did you?
That would be an interesting way to approach it.
That's actually when I can take a lead in a musical is when the singing is completely silent.
That's right. So. I'm going to remember that. My next audition, we'll do it silent.
Blew the doors off. Yeah, it's one of those things where Bring Him Home, when you hear a good version of, you know, Corey Green and Another Pepperdiner, yeah?
I believe so.
He sang it for a senior thesis project, and it was unbelievable. Bring Him Home is such a touching and beautiful song, right. But it also has such amazing music behind it. It's really something special.
Does.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a fan of the entire musical of Les Mis, but of course, hearing that song is really something that you remember that when you walk away.
That
from
it hits you on a spiritual level.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely
for
true.
Sure.
The show we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is Young Frankenstein, put on by 3D Theatricals. Easiest way to get tickets for this is to either call the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Actually, I believe you guys have left Redondo Beach, yes?
We have.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
So we want to go to Cerritos. Is that correct?
That's right.
And so call the box office there, or you can always visit 3D Theatricals online. Just Google them. Check out their social media.
Well, 3DTheatricals.org, to be specific. Mm-hmm. And if you go on their website, there's always the availability of purchasing tickets. That'll take you over to the Cerritos box office. And we open there tomorrow evening, the 20th, and stay for 9 days and close on the 29th. Beautiful,
right.
Beautiful venue.
And tickets are as cheap as
$25.
$25, is that right?
That's right.
I can afford that. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
And
that's right.
We just announced very recently that this is our last season at Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, and 3D Theatricals has become the permanent Broadway presenter for their Broadway series at Cerritos.
Amazing.
So that's where all of their shows will be seen from in this season and seasons to come.
And obviously we'll continue to work to try to get that track up. But I wanted to ask you, you know, kind of as a young performer in Hollywood, how are you finding the musical theater scene in Los Angeles? For so long, Los Angeles had a terrible reputation for musical theater. People said, you got to go to New York, you got to go other places. And now I think that's changing. Have you seen that?
Yes. In short, yes. I'm not sure musical theater was ever my goal necessarily. It was always there, but it's something I kind of slipped into. And this community is vibrant and diverse, and the wealth of talent here is it's remarkable. And it is populated by a lot of people who have spent time in New York. And I think nowadays it's better not to plant a flag somewhere.
Absolutely.
And be mobile. And LA is really investing the time. The some wonderful theaters, 3D being one of them. They were one of the first ones to give me a job.
Cabrillo, of course, what used to be Cabrillo, now Five Star. And of course, the Rubicon, which you've worked at as well.
And McCoy Rigby.
Of course.
Countless others.
Valley Performing Arts Center, all the great venues around that really do great and honestly Broadway quality work.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Well, it's interesting, too. And obviously, both of you have had experience with being on the stage and singing for people who love to hear that. And I think Los Angeles has such a good theater-going audience for people who want to sit there and hear these amazing performers who maybe they've seen on screen, but they love to hear live vocal performances, which I think is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, if people wanted to get tickets for Cerritos, we know they can call 562-916-8500, of course. But if they wanted to go online, you said 3D shows, right?
Yes, they can go to 3D, 3DTheatricals.org or 3D T shows. They own all of those various URLs.
Domains.
But, domain, I'm sorry. But or you can go directly to the CerritosCenter.com for ticketing as well online.
Mm-hmm.
And as Andrew cited, the tickets for, and this is this looks like an opera house, this Cerritos.
It is incredible,
So beautiful. But the most expensive ticket's $85.
Amazing.
And the least is you can get some for $25 if you are a student, and discounts for seniors are available, and tickets are on sale for as low as $40 as well. So,
and again, what a joy to be able to go see something that is that funny and that you can just enjoy sitting and laughing for a night. We obviously live in turbulent times with a lot of tragedies going on all over. Sure. Northern California, of course, is still recovering. Of course, the South from the hurricanes. But in Los Angeles, there are times where you can just go out and have a nice, relaxing night out and then come home and deal with the hard stuff. And this is a great escape for people who want to go see some really wonderful musical theater.
You know, I'm not sure that that opportunity is going to prevail itself today for us to be able to hear Dino sing.
I think
sing.
I can probably get that here if you give me just a second. Let me give this one more try.
All right.
And if not, I'm going to make him sing it live.
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh, really?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try this one more time. Again, this is a live performance of Bring Him Home.
Dino Nicandros.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a beautiful rendition of that song.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Chilling.
Thank you.
And to be so young, and to be so old.
That's right.
In your soul.
Really.
That's right. You're one of those guys.
Thank you.
And I'm always impressed when you see something like that. And, you know, I mean, this was in a live performance, and you could tell the audience was just totally with you the entire time. It's a cool thing to see, even on YouTube. If you want to go on YouTube, you can check that out. Just go ahead and Google Dino's name and Bring Him Home, and you'll find that really quickly. Again, we want to tell you very quickly that 3D Theatricals is putting up Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
And it's going up now at the Sarita Center for the Performing Arts. And obviously, you can go online and just Google that, or you can call 562-916-8500. That's 8500 for the final numbers. And obviously, For My Folks is a great production that's going to be sung. And you can
Where's
find,
that at?
I don't remember the name of the club.
Oh, wait,
yes, I do. It's Sterling's upstairs at the Federal. Obviously, one of our favorite venues. You've heard it many times here on the show before. And that's one night only. That's this coming Sunday, October 22nd. You go, you have dinner, and then you're going to hear a great,
see
great
the show. And Todd right. Schroeder and his band will
that's
be
right.
supporting Miss Kelly's performance. It's going to be a great night.
And you get a delicious vanilla Manhattan.
And you get a complimentary CD.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
As my research, I'm going to need one of those just to listen to,
right.
just to, for the research for the show. I'm going to need that. So
it's an important time at the end of the show. The
it
button.
Is.
Did you talk to our guests about
I
that?
I gave them a little bit of a warning.
All right, let's do this.
And now, embarrassing moments.
Sound cue's been played. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. We got to do it now. Got to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we do at the end of each week where we talk a little bit to our performers about something embarrassing that might have happened in their career. We do that to tell young performers that no matter what happens, you can get through it. Keep going. Dino, do you have anything for us, sir?
Yeah, 1 minute, sir.
One comes to mind. It was my junior year of high school. I was doing Beauty and the Beast. I was playing the Beast. During the transformation scene, I'm hoisted up on... from the top of the castle, I'm hoisted up with these two airline cables.
you mean you're magically transported?
Magically transported for the kids listening. And one of them was not secured well enough to my harness. So we went up, and I'm covered in a cloak, and there's strobe lights and all these great effects. And I get about 3 feet up, and I realize, okay, I've only got one of these, so I'm doing the ab workout of my life.
Of course. Did you stay tabled? Were you able
almost.
To do
that? You'd have impressive. To ask my parents. I don't know. Yeah.
Nice to be young.
And I don't know how much the audience saw, but to me that was like, this must look.
Yeah.
This is just
wow.
The worst.
Oh, that is a tough one, but you got through it, yeah?
But we got through it. I'm here today. So.
All those bad stories start with, so I got 3 feet off the ground. And
right. Right.
Oh, that's funny. My goodness. Do you have anything for us?
There are any number of ways that I've embarrassed myself over the years. But the thing that I could think of, I remember I had an audition. I mean, I must have still been in college, and I was in New York, and it was for some musical. I was at NOLA Studios, and I was singing Much More from The Fantastics as my musical number. And I was so nervous, and my knees were shaking.
Oh, no.
And I was wearing a skirt above the knee, and my knees were shaking and knocking, and I had to stop. Because I think I was starting to faint. And I had to put my head between my legs in the middle of the audition.
Can I embarrass you real quick? Can I embarrass you on the show real quick?
Okay.
When I told her about this bit, she immediately texted her husband and said, hey, how many times have I embarrassed myself? Give me a good one. And did he ever text back?
He said,
let me start a list, baby.
They were funnier things. They weren't as much embarrassing. This is like pure like humiliation.
So hard.
And the actor's nightmare.
Right. Literally, yeah. Situation. You're absolutely right. How funny. Well, obviously, thank you to our great tech support here at the studio. Helped
thank
up and running on the amazing sound cue there.
Yeah,
what a joy. And obviously, two great performers. We encourage you to check out Performing Arts Live and all the great things going on around the Southland for this week and for the weeks coming.
Yeah, thank you both for taking some time today.
That's right.
And I know
you
have
so
a performance tonight, Dino.
That's right. Get out there and do your job, man.
I will.
And Andrew, as always, a pleasure to be with you on the radio.
Michael, it's great to sit across to you from you for an hour here and get to talk to you a little bit. Where will I see you next week?
Again, on the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.